In a flash, a Corsair fighter plane burst around the edge of a snow-covered valley, turning sharply. The plane's engine snarled. A bomb hung from its belly, and rockets dangled from its wings. Another roar shook the valley. A second Corsair blasted around the edge. Then came a third, a fourth, a fifth, and more, until 10 planes had fallen in line. The Corsairs dropped low over a snow-packed road. They glided between ice-capped hills and dead trees. It was official. They were now flying far behind enemy lines. From the cockpit of the fourth Corsair, Lieutenant, junior grade, Tom Hudner reached to the switches above the plane's instrument panel. With the flick, he armed his 8 rockets. Tom was 26 and a Navy carrier pilot. His white helmet and raised goggles framed the face of a movie star. Ice blue eyes, a chiseled nose, and a cleft chin. He dressed the part too, in a dark brown leather jacket with a reddish fur collar. But Tom could never cut it as a star of the silver screen. His eyes were too humble. At 250 miles per hour, Tom chased the plane ahead of him. It was nearly 3 p.m. Dark clouds draped the sky. Tom glanced from side to side and checked his wingtips as the treetops whipped by. Beyond the hills lay a frozen lake called the Chosen Reservoir. The flight was following the road up the reservoir's western side. The radio crackled in Tom's earphones. The flight leader was calling the base. His report? All quiet so far.
Copy that,
replied a tired voice. 7 miles away, at the foot of the reservoir, a Marine air controller was shivering in his tent at the American base. His maps revealed a dire situation. The enemy had the Marines surrounded. To top it off, it was one of the coldest winters on record. The engine droned. Tom edged forward in his seat, his eyes settling on the Corsair in front of him. In the plane ahead, a pilot peered through the rings of his gun sight. The man's face was slender beneath his helmet, his eyebrows angled over honest dark eyes. Just 24, Ensign Jesse Brown was the first African-American carrier pilot in the U.S. Navy. The military had only recently desegregated, and the treatment of military men of color was still often exclusionary, sometimes even downright hostile. Somehow, Jesse had been able to overcome that. Jesse had more flight time than Tom, so in this squadron, that meant he took the lead. Jesse dipped his right wing for a better view of the neighboring trees. Tom's gut tensed.
See something, Jesse?
Tom radioed. Jesse snapped his plane level again.
Not a thing.
The enemy was undoubtedly there, tucked behind trees, grasping rifles, holding their fire so the planes would pass. The enemy weren't just anyone. They were the White Jackets, troops from the People's Volunteer Army, Chinese communist soldiers. By now, their methods were well known. They hid by day and attacked by night. The week before, they had first attacked the American base. Nearly 100,000 White Jackets were now laying siege to it, with more arriving. The base's 10,000 men had fought back, some U.S. Army soldiers, some British Royal Marine Commandos, but mostly U.S. Marines. Their survival in the war now hinged on air power. The Corsair pilots knew it. Every White Jacket they could attack from the sky now would be one fewer trying to shoot an American Marine that night. But the pilots couldn't just bomb a grove of trees on a hunch. They needed to spot the enemy first.
Heads up! Disturbances ahead,
the flight leader radioed.
Finally, something, Tom thought.
Small boulders dotted the snow beside the road.
Watch the rocks,
Jesse said, as he zipped over them.
Roger,
Tom replied. He wrapped his index finger over the trigger of the control stick. Then he squinted down at the boulders to see if anyone was there. It was well known that the white jackets would sometimes drop to the ground when American planes flew overhead. That way, they would blend into their surroundings. Their stained uniforms looked like gray stone, and the side flaps of their caps hid their faces. The rock pile passed behind Tom's wings. He glanced into his rearview mirror. Behind his tail flew a string of 6 more Corsairs. Now, if any of the white jackets took a shot at them, Tom's buddies would deal with it.